observing success in multiple ways. At the conclusion of transformation project work, it is time to review the results of the transformation to determine if it has met its goals. Though business and operations outcome metrics are useful and important, they do not provide the context necessary to determine if the transformation was actually successful without examining other metrics as well. To properly understand if the transformation has taken hold and will operate in a sustainable manner moving forward, change management performance and capability performance must also be examined. Taken together with business and operations performance data, a complete picture can be viewed. Let's examine the context that each set of measures provides. Business performance metrics. These are the traditional metrics for measuring business performance across many areas, including financial performance metrics and others like sustainability metrics. Examples of these metrics include earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, or earnings before interest, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA. Sales volume, cash to cash cycle time, on-time delivery, returns rate, customer satisfaction, capability performance metrics. These metrics report the rates at which the functional areas that are responsible for maintaining and executing transform processes on an ongoing basis are developing and acquiring necessary capabilities to do so. This may be referred to as the maturity of the supply chain. Examples of these metrics include order delivery lead time, adherence to schedule, volume capacity and delivery flexibility, order quality, packaging, change management performance metrics. These metrics describe the pace of change, typically measures in milestone attainment for an organization. Examples of these metrics include kickoff completion, time to project completion, budget use, hours of training, number of individuals trained, number of power users trained, processes changed, completed, or deployed, certifications achieved, operations performance metrics. These metrics focus on the performance of supply chain operations needed to meet business performance metrics. Examples of operations performance metrics include inventory value, inventory turns, cost associated with expediting, inventory velocity, inventory accuracy, obsolescence, damage/scrap rate, volume of write-offs, department or team maturity. Two additional categories may also be examined: standardization and simplification. In this context, standardization refers to the creation and enforcement of rules, work instructions, procedures, reports, and metrics to ensure that people follow the changed processes as designed and do not revert to prior ways of executing their work functions. Simplification refers to the removal of unnecessary complexity from operations and processes, making it easier for the business to operate and streamlining the customer experience. The metrics used may be any combination of ones that are developed internally or ones come from external sources, such as SCORE metrics. The evaluation of these metrics should build on the project monitoring processes and structure that were ongoing during the project. The business case should also be examined to determine any other noted critical success factors or KPIs that were not able to be monitored during the project. This process may also use benchmarking, either against pre-transformation project performance or against external data for supply chain performance, to determine how well the process is performing. It can be helpful to use a regularly scheduled meeting to examine updates to metrics. These may take place as frequently as every month, but they should have a specific and consistent structure to examine each metric that has been identified for changes and to determine if the metrics indicate acceptable or unacceptable performance. Use of scorecards to keep up to date on progress may be valuable here as well. Creating a feedback loop for individuals working with the new processes across the company may help identify issues as they arise or potential refinements or corrections that can keep the transformed processes performing as expected. Due to the wide span that a supply chain may cover, an intentionally designed, easy-to-use mechanism for gathering feedback is important. Without that, feedback that isn't about a critical issue or failure is unlikely to be gathered. As the transformation project is ending, ongoing monitoring and performance accountability of applicable metrics must be assigned to appropriate individuals throughout the supply chain. Depending on the metric, this assignment may go to members of the management team or individual managers in a given area. Note that this may not be a popular or easy task, as those being assigned accountability for these metrics' performance may resist, but it is necessary to actually achieve the goals outlined in the business case on an ongoing basis.